NewsRamp Technology Podcast, Tuesday evening, April 14th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Cherry SE calls for an extraordinary general meeting. Cherry SE has called for an extraordinary general meeting to address financial restructuring and growth initiatives. The meeting, scheduled for May 22, 2026, will include a resolution for 4-1 reverse share split to restore capital market eligibility. The publication of the annual financial report has been delayed to July 15, 2026, due to a change in auditors and first-time audit procedures. Preliminary results for the 2025 fiscal year were released on March 5, 2026.
AIXTRON SE increases FY 2026 guidance and reports preliminary Q1/2026 figures. AIXTRON SE is increasing its FY 2026 guidance due to strong optoelectronics equipment demand. Preliminary Q1/26 figures show a 30% YOU increase in order intake to approximately URO 171 million, with over 65% from the optoelectronics segment. Despite one-off expenses, cash flow improved, reaching approximately 273 million. CEO Dr. Felix Grauer cites optimistic trends, raising revenue expectations to around €560 million for 2026. Defense news breaks. SafePro Group Inc. launches commercial rollout of Notodex AI Edge processor for military missions. SafePro Group Inc. has launched its Notodex AI Edge processor for military missions, offering real-time drone threat detection and battlefield intelligence capabilities. The system, designed to analyze drone footage for threat detection in military support missions, will participate in U.S. Army exercises through Q2 2026. SafePro's patented SPOT technology enables rapid identification of battlefield risks, supporting mission planning and situational awareness across defense, security, and humanitarian applications. Investor news breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp partners with Group OTT to deploy smart technologies across European properties. SkyX Platforms Corp has partnered with Group OTT to deploy smart technologies across European properties. The collaboration aims to implement SkyX's smart home and building technologies as a standard, potentially reducing renovation and construction time and costs by up to 90% while enhancing safety and efficiency.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies receives finance approval to acquire Western Australian engineering business. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited has received finance approval to acquire a Western Australian engineering business, strengthening its manufacturing capability. The acquisition will provide immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution, with key highlights including a purchase price of $7.70 million and projected revenue and EBITDA growth. The transaction structure includes payments over 2 years, and the acquisition will enhance SciTech's manufacturing capability and support increasing international demand.
Power demand by AI data centers puts emissions targets at risk. Power demand by AI data centers is putting emissions targets at risk as major technology companies aim for carbon neutrality or 24/7 renewable power by the end of the decade. The challenge lies in the need for uninterrupted power for AI facilities, while renewable energy sources like wind and solar are variable. Companies like Turbo Energy SA are scaling operations, hoping that the growing supply of renewable energy can meet the demands of AI data centers.
Big Tech seeks long-term DRM supply for its AI needs. AI hyperscalers like Google and Microsoft are seeking long-term DRM supplies from Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix as memory contract supply and prices rise. SK Hynix and Samsung aim to challenge market leader Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited in advanced DRM and HBM production. Trillion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on major companies, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. Cautious optimism surrounds BMW's announcement of the new hydrogen SUV, the iX5 Hydrogen. While industry reaction is positive, the commercial success of hydrogen vehicles hinges on infrastructure expansion beyond BMW's control. This shift in BMW's hydrogen program marks a significant step towards a greener future in the automotive industry.
Tech media breaks. DataVault AI Inc. partners with AgSensor to tokenize agricultural data assets. Tech Media Breaks reports that DataVault AI Inc. has partnered with AgSensor to tokenize agricultural data assets. The collaboration aims to create tokenized assets linked to the global agricultural economy, enabling producers and technology providers to monetize data in a compliant manner. This strategic move expands DataVault AI's real-world asset tokenization strategy, leveraging AgSensor's industry expertise alongside DataVault AI's innovative platforms.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Nextplat Corp, NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPL.well, has secured $400,000 in new orders for satellite-enabled IoT hardware, serving military and enterprise clients in Eastern Europe and Asia. These orders, following a recent $820,000 contract with a NATO military customer, bring total IoT-related orders for the first quarter of 2026 to over $1.20 million. CEO David Phipps notes the expanding momentum in government, defense, and enterprise markets, alongside anticipated growth in healthcare operations. Rock Breaks. Search Minerals Inc. issues $367,562 convertible note to Indigenous partner. Search Minerals Inc. issued a $367,562 convertible note to the Nunatu Kavut Community Council, settling existing debt and extending repayment obligations. The transaction, without providing new capital, reflects ongoing support from the Indigenous partner and the company's commitment to Newfoundland and Labrador projects. Interim CEO Jason McIntosh highlighted the importance of the relationship. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.